So congratulations, Georgie. That's your second big win this year. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I've had such a good year on the pony.
What was the what was it like doing your lap of honour in there?
It was so much fun. I want to go and do it again.
And so, like we say, this is your second big win of the year. You won the Royal International as well. How does this compare to that title?
This is just a much bigger thing, I suppose. I suppose to get both of them, it's just amazing.
And describe Tinid for us. Is she a good horse?
Yes, Smarty's amazing. She's just a good all-rounder. I have so much fun on her.
And Smarty's her stable name, is it?
Yes, Smarty.
Excellent. Now, I understand that you're going to have to say goodbye to her at the end of the year, though. So today must have been quite emotional.
Yeah, it's one of my last rides on her. She's going to be sold at the end of the year because we've had her for 4 years. So it's time for her to move on and teach someone else what she's taught me.
And what sort of things has she taught you?
It's just, well, when we first got her, I'd hardly ever jumped. So, and now I'm jumping platted 14s and going on to a 15. It's just taught me everything.
Now, you're 16 years old, so you obviously have to balance this side of your life with your school life. Whereabouts do you go to school?
I go to the Priory in Dorking, year sixth form.
Right. And how do you balance your riding career and your schoolwork?
Luckily, in sixth form, we have quite a lot of frees, so I can ride in my frees.
And what are you studying?
Business, history and media studies.
Now, obviously, now you've won this title, you need to come back on Sunday and compete for the Supreme Horse of the Year title. Are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to that. It'd be fun. Just go and have fun.
So no real game plan, just go out there and have fun.
Yeah, just have fun.